Now, the rest of the story. Ever since the James Dean era, apprehensive parents have had a clear mental picture of drag racing. The picture looks something like this. Smart Alex, in souped-up hot rods, like to challenge other motorists on the road to a race. They'll pull up alongside you at a stop sign. With a reasonably clear road ahead, they're likely to shout, "Okay, mister, let's ring them out." And thus demonstrate that their cars can accelerate fast enough to leave you behind in a cloud of smoking rubber. Well, you can call this drag racing, and you will personally offend the bona fide dues-paying members of the National Hot Rod Association, the NHRA, because they're real drag racers. And they'll be quick to inform you. And the other guys who harass innocent motorists, and perhaps even endanger the lives of bystanders, these are street racers, nothing more. Drag racing, technically speaking, real, legitimate drag racing, can only take place on sanctioned drag strips and with a full complement of safety equipment and with emergency personnel in attendance. Now, I mention this because the lonely back roads in Central Florida inevitably are favorite street racing strips for some of these heavy foot speedsters. Harley Morse often has to drive these roads in his 81 Olds station wagon, and for some reason he has proved to be an irresistible target for the local tire squealers. Just the other day, a young fella pulled alongside, called out, "How about it? Want a race?" Well, Harley politely nodded yes. And simultaneously, the two motorists grabbed the R's and mashed the gas pedal to the firewall, and they were off. Harley pegged that 81 Olds 0 to 60 in less than 6 seconds. He left that bewildered young gearhead coughing on exhaust and 100 yards behind. Well, to whom it may concern, apparently mild-mannered Harley Morse, who drives Central Florida in an 81 wagon, also races every weekend at the Orlando Speedway. In fact, he has won more than 150 trophies in his years of bona fide competitive racing. His reactions on brake or accelerator measure a lightning-fast 1/8 of 1 second. In other words, Harley Morse is a real drag racer. Now let me add something for the purists. Harley has not been an NHRA member for a while, so the occasions on which he accepts spontaneous challenges on the street should not reflect on the organization. And also, Harley will take most of those dares out to the track, where the 423 cubes behind that souped-up Olds do Harley's talking for him. But anyway, Smart Alex alert. The next time you're gunning your big jug mill on Florida 441 and you want to show off, pick on someone your own age, or you might get humiliated. That's right, your own age. You see, Harley Morse seems such a likely victim for the new talent in town because he is not really the James Dean type. Harley Morse, the champion drag racer with 150 trophies to prove it, is bespectacled, apparently mild-mannered, and every day of 81 years young. And now you know the rest of the story.